Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the midweek edition of the Victorian Form Preview. Today we are racing at Bendigo. The rail is in the true and it is one of the best race courses in the state. And I'm sure Dean Lester's pretty happy to be racing there on a Wednesday. Good morning, Dino.
Good morning, Michael. Yes, very happy always to be racing at Bendigo and rail back in the true. Beautiful day, so looking forward to a terrific program. Good midweek fare as we build up to another Group 1 Saturday.
Absolutely. Before we get stuck into it, your take, Melbourne Cup, Caulfield Cup weights, especially the favourite incentivise, is it about right or a little heavy-handed?
No, it's about right, and I think the methodology's spot on, and I really enjoyed Carl DiOrio's piece leading into it on Monday, that how he explained it, and I think that set the tone for it, and I think it was spot on. Even if he'd got 56, I wouldn't have been surprised, because got to understand, he showed his hand at weight for age. He showed his hand at level weights, and that's at Group 1. Once you do that, you leave yourself very exposed to the handicapper, and that's why the masters of getting horses to handicap races with light weights. It's not to say he won't win, because we've seen horses, what is his ceiling? I mean, the handicapper still mightn't be able to get to him because of his talent, but he's got the right weight, I think, anyway.
I don't know whether you've looked in depth at the early weights, but is there a horse that has stood out from the weights that have been released yesterday that caught your eye?
Oh, the horse I've been watching for the Caulfield Cup is Colette, because I think James has learnt from his grandfather what to do. He's pretty switched on to it. And I think the other thing that people forget, that incentivise is a five-year-old. He's not a four-year-old. So that's why he's higher on the scale for a start. And I think Colette, I love that she had that Oaks preparation as a three-year-old, but went a different way as a four-year-old. Comes back at five. She's had the lovely build-up runs. I think she'll come into her own in the next couple of runs. And 53.5. I know that she's better on wet ground, but she did win an Oaks on dry ground, so I'm happy to think that she's the one that's nicely placed.
Especially if we do get that wet weather on Caulfield Cup Day. Let's have a chat to Bernard Hopkins, who is the track manager at Bendigo today. Always great to catch up with Bernard. What's the weather like at beautiful Bendigo today, Bernard?
Oh, it's a lovely morning here. After a bit of a frost this morning, it's going to be a beautiful day.
Rail in the true. Good four, is there any likelihood of an upgrade, or will we stay in that good four range throughout the day?
Look, I think for the majority of the day, it'll stay in that good four range. We had that frost melting back into the surface this morning, and there's no wind, only, I think, 7 kilometre an hour breeze that are going to get up today. So I think for the majority of the day, it'll stay around that good four range. There is a bit of wear outside the 9 metre section where we raced on a heavy track a couple of weeks ago, but it's good clean ground on the inside.
Where do you expect the best place to be today?
Oh, look, it's pretty even apart from that bit of wear out, out around the 9 to 10 metre mark. So, look, I think that good clean ground inside that should be fairly fair going.
Good on you, Bernard. Best of luck today.
No worries. Thank you.
Time to have a chat to Troy Corsons, who's got a decent team heading to Bendigo today. Morning, Troy.
Hey, Michael.
You start your day in race number 3 with Stark Raving. Now, Ollie on board your runners today. Can we see an improvement from Stark Raving today?
Yeah, I think he can. He's drawn a bit sticky, but we were going to go forward to him today. So hopefully he can go forward and just roll along. I do think he's a horse that's going to get over a bit of ground and probably next time around.
All right. We then move on to race number 4, Brassada. You've scratched the stablemate Lobster Noodles, who I think is entered tomorrow. Brassada with Ollie on board. Not far away last start. What are you expecting today?
Yeah, I think down a little bit in the weight, up in grade a little bit, but the Bendigo really suits his horse. And going for an apprentice to D. Oliver, I think it's a big plus as well.
So Brassada is around about $6, $1.90 in race number 4. And then in race number 5, you've got Zakuva, which goes around. It's considered one of the outsiders at $41. Is that about the right price?
Oh, she's getting fitter. I think she's a horse that has got talent. She's won in town before. Probably going to need this one, and then she'll be ready to win.
And Made of Iron, we haven't seen for quite some time. Chased home the subsequent Oaks winner in Media Award, a filly by Done Deal. First up today over 1,300. Has she got enough speed to be winning first up?
Yeah, she might not have the speed, but she's got the class. And I think that might get her through today, Michael. So I think she's probably our best for the day.
Oh, I like that. She's around about $6 in race number 6. Good on you, Troy. Best of luck today.
Thanks, mate.
Troy Corson's joining us there. Let's get stuck into the first race at Bendigo. Dean Lester finding us all the winners. We'll get the best from Clint Hutchison and racing.com as well. We can scratch 4, 6, 8 and 10. Gee, there's been a big boom around this debutante from the Matt Laurie stable for quite some time, Dino. Mornington Glory. I know that the Trial Foals gurus have been spruking this for a while, and it's into $1.75. Also firm in the market is Futuri at $2.40, and then we're out to Spirit of Pepin at $8.50. What are you expecting to see from Mornington Glory today?
Oh, I'm probably expecting to see a win, Michael. I was fascinated. I got a bit sidetracked on Monday, and I missed the when the prices went up, and just looking at the tail of the tape. But at $2.32, the tab released the price at $2.40. And by 2:41, he was $1.90. So in 9 minutes, they were all waiting there. Look, he's a very nice horse, and I think if he goes in as anticipated, they're hoping to get to a race like the Coolmore with him. So he'd want to be winning this and winning it well. His trials have been great. He looks a lovely horse, and of course, he's a beautifully bred horse too. He's by Shalari. He's out of an ageing mare now in Crown Glory. Of course, runner-up in a Golden Slipper. And, of course, a half-brother to Halo Crown and Needs Further, who have both been terrific size in their own right, of course. He's a colt, so he could be very valuable in time, and he should make a winning debut. Spirit of Pepin, hard to sort of get a gauge here. It was a terrific run on debut. Went around $91, so there wasn't a lot of love for it on debut, but ran very well on the strength of that, can run well. Futuri's an interesting runner in that he ran okay first up, but that was 1,300 metres. Comes back to the 1,100 with the blinkers applied. And Magic City hasn't raced for over a year, but recent trial was good. Did have blinkers on in that trial, but did go quite well. Maybe next best. But, all eyes will be on Mornington Glory, and I think he'll make a winning debut. 9, 11, 2 and 3.
And I heard half say that Crawford's involved in there. Shane Crawford as well. So a lot of excitement around this debutante today.
Yeah, very much so. A lot of text messages going around about him. So, it's very good.
Just for, because you're a professional and we all sit like you do, if we get a tip, get a spruik, do you just have to sit there and just keep pressing refresh when you're waiting for these markets to open up as well?
Look, I totally slipped my mind, to be honest, Michael, but I'm sure on Monday afternoon that was the sole intention of a lot of people, and if they've got rewarded, good luck to them. But sometimes you're very edgy about getting a price. The days of totally different with the fixed odds markets now, as opposed to days of the parimutuel where you just wanted everything to drift and put your money on at the last second. So,
gee whiz. All right. Is that M Trip, as in Matt Trip, that's part owner as well?
Yeah, I'd imagine so, yeah.
Oh, well, no wonder the big price hitters went there. Let's get on to race number two today at Bendigo. And this is a maiden over 2,400 metres. In this race, we can take out 2 and 5. Slick Back Teddy at $3.20. Steer for Lady, $4.20. Dubai Moon, $4.60. The top three in the market.
Yeah, this is we go from a real quality race to the Stayers Maiden. A couple of horses here that will have some sort of staying future, and I think Slickback Teddy's one of them. Number 80 ran well first up. He obviously had a terrible fall at the end of last campaign, and I think it's much about getting his confidence back. And Matt Kamani spoke pre-race on racing.com, I think mentioning he needed a bit of galloping room and that just to keep his confidence, and he's got that wider draw again today, so that should suit, and I think he's got a bit of upside. Steer for Lady's getting better as she gets over longer trips, as the Mick Kent horses often do. She can run well. Dubai Moon, I thought he had his real chance last start. He ran well. He's deep into a preparation. He won't be improving, but gets a cheap run from Barrier 1. And El Campion made a really good debut at Sale, and then was a bit disappointing last start, but he's going quickly up in trip, but Danny O'Brien not afraid to do that with his horses, and he does look at least a promising type. But I'm with Slickback Teddy. 8, 12, 3 and 4.
8, 12, 3 and 4 in the second. Race 3, take out 3, 6 and 16. And River Plate was a very short price favourite before coming out, which means that Star Midfielder is now into $2.25 on the Mar Eustace stable. Shalaga, $5. He's a gem at $5.50, and Dodgeball, $6.50. We've only seen Star Midfielder on one occasion at Chase Home, a pretty smart galloper that I know you've got a lot of time for, Lena's Legend. Are you with the favourite here?
The Guineas winner, I heard the other day, Michael.
Matty Stewart's declared it.
Off the long run. No pressure. I trust that form. I think he ran well, star midfielder. He kept working to the line, and it was an encouraging debut, and he looks as though he's struck the right race here and hard to beat. I think He's a Gem might be the danger. He's had the two runs to date. I think both runs have been okay, and more importantly, gets the inside draw with blinkers this time, and I think can run well. One dodgeball's got the wide draw to contend with, but I thought ran well on debut here at Bendigo and has enough tactical speed that I think he'll overcome that draw pretty quickly. And seven, Shalaga. Rob Hickman's got two in the race. So I thought Shalaga ran quite well at Sandown first up. His first starter, she goes okay as well. We'll be winning fairly soon, I would have thought. You betcha woo, but I'll put Shalaga in as next best. 8, 15, 1 and 7.
8, 15, 1 and 7 in the third. Race 4 is the 64 over 1600. Take out Lobster Noodles, number 8. Rapid Achiever, undefeated. 2 from 2 is the $2.20 favourite. Mussin Sphere at $5. And then we're out to Brassada at $6. And we spoke to Troy Corson's about this horse. And Highland Jack from the Hickmont Stables, also a $6 chance. Who are you with here, Dean?
I like Brassada, Michael. I was very happy to hear Troy give him a good push just before. I think his recent form has been good. It was a 58 grade last start, but he had a claiming apprentice. I thought it was a bit unlucky. And the big key here is he's been running on soft ground. I think he's infinitely better on the dry ground. He likes Bendigo, and he gets Damien Oliver. I think he's the best value of the day, Brassada, to beat Rapid Achiever, who is doing just that, is rapidly achieving, unbeaten in two starts, went straight to town in one second start. They've both been on soft ground and did have a very good run to win last start. Chances are she'll get a very good run again, and I think she's the logical danger. Short enough, two Holster had trialled up really nicely leading into that first up win on the Pakenham Synthetic, and up to 1600 holds no fears, ran well right up to 2040 metres last preparation, and 9 Mustn't Fear. I thought she was in for a really good prep off the back of a good first up run at Sale. Second up run at Bendigo was okay, and again, last start was okay, might be next best. But I think it's a really good race for Brassada. 5, 4, 2, and 9.
5, 4, 2, and 9, best each way of the day. $6, $1.90 Brassada, which is perfect timing because it'll build the bank before the quaddie, which is up next on the Victorian Form Preview.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview, looking at Bendigo. We're up to the first leg of the quaddy with Dean Lester. Dino, just before that, I've just got the final field for a couple of the features on Saturday, including the Rupert Clark. We heard the field before, but barriers are now out, and a lot of the big guns have drawn very favourably. Behemoth, Gate 3, Probabil, Gate 2, Bo Rossa, Gate 1, Buffalo River has drawn Barrier 4, Dice Roll has drawn Gate 7 as well. So those big guns would be pretty happy with all of those gates.
Yeah, I think so. I think they'd all be pretty comfortable with those gates. Certainly, Bo Rossa, Probabil can lay up there, and Buffalo River's a free rolling horse drawn outside them. Behemoth came from a fairly inner draw last year. So, yeah, it's an interesting draw already, Michael, because often, whilst we're worried about the draws, often the wider draws have won the Rupert Clark. But there's that real class edge at the top this year with those genuine Group 1 weight for age horses like Probabil and Behemoth, and that's made their task that little bit easier anyway.
And Darla sends an intriguing runner. He's drawn the outside gate 16, that's, and I'm Thunderstruck.
I think that's what they wanted for him. I think he didn't want to race inside horses the other day, so they wanted a wide draw, so they've at least got that.
Yeah, and if I'm Thunderstruck gets in, he's got barrier 17, the first emergency.
He trialled well. He's a really hard horse to assess. He's a total wild card, but the way he's going, he looks to be going really well.
He certainly does. All right, let's get into the first leg of the quaddie today at Bendigo. And this is race number 5. It's a benchmark 70 over 1,300. Takeout 4, Flying Mascot. First up for Tom Dabernick at $4.20. Agreeable also first up $5. And Redeal at $5. And $5.50 Palace Whisper, Toys on Fire. Gee, this is an open event here, Dino.
Yeah, there's 5 really in the market. And you can make a legitimate case for them all. I've tried to narrow the quaddie down to 4 of them, and I'm going with Toys on Fire only because she's got a little bit of race fitness on her side with that first up win at Ballarat. It was good. It was on the synthetic. She did everything you'd want to see. This is obviously a harder race, but she's well up to a race like this too. So I'm going to go with her to beat Flying Mascot, who resumes. She won first up last preparation. She's trialled really nicely. She can certainly win. Agreeable trialled quite well at Mornington recently. It was a 1,000-metre trial, so you think she'll be fit enough for the 1,300. She's a talent and she'll be strong late. And Redeal does seem to really fire first up, and her recent official trial at Cranbourne was very good, next best. But they're the four for me in the quaddie, but very little between them. 10, 6, 2 and 5.
10, 6, 2 and 5. Race number 6, a 64 over 1,300. Let's take out 7 and 8. Stelvio at $4. Renova, $4.40. Made of Iron, $6. Good push from Troy Corston's first up. Bold Manor at $8.
Yeah, I like Stelvio here. I think his form this time in has been really good. The first up win on the synthetic, excellent. Two subsequent performances, nothing wrong with either of them at Sandown, behind Gabira and Prince Alexander. It looks well drawn, Damien Lane to ride. One little thing is that Damien Oliver's been doing a lot of riding for the Godolphin team, and he's on Made of Iron for Troy and Leon Corston's, and certainly got some good form references around Made of Iron, and has trialled very nicely recently. Trialled with Flying Evelyn, actually, who ran a very good race at Flemington on Saturday. So I'd be having a little saver on number 12 as well. I think 9's the one to beat, though. Lesser chances to 10 Bold Manor, but saying lesser, it did trial very well recently. And 11 Renova with race fitness on her side. Good race, 9, 12, 10 and 11.
9, 10, 12 and 11 in race 6. Race number 7 is a class 1 over 1,400 metres. Take out 2, 6, 9, 12 and 13. Maramenko's, it's into $1.28 now from the Hawke stable. Donatrice is at $8. Missed 10,000, $9.50. Not surprisingly, Wayne this morning made this one of his best of the day. $1.28, is that a bit tight, Dino? Will it get out?
Oh, you'd have to think so. I sort of thought he was more $1.40, $1.50 chance, but yeah, that might be splitting hairs. I don't know. The first up win on the synthetic was very good. Obviously, last start beaten, but far from disgrace beyond the garden. The garden's has got very strong form references, and I think Maramenko will appreciate getting back onto drier ground. So I would expect that Maramenko will win. I'm going to put one other in the quaddie for insurance, and that's Donatrice, number 7, who was well beaten on debut last preparation on a wet track. Got on the dry, I thought, won really well at stall. Recent trial looked quite good. Probably needs further, but that's the only one I could sort of recommend to take as insurance. 8, missed 10,000. Hasn't raced for a long time, but it's trialling up okay. And so let's toast. Looked underdone at sale, did enough first up, and will be fitter for that run. But Maramenko should win, but a little watch on Donatrice. 1, 7, 8 and 3.
1, 7, 8 and 3. And the last is a benchmark 70 over 1,100. Take out 8. More Secrets. Another of the favourites from the Hawke stables at $2.40. Craig Williams to ride. Bluestone Lane for Cliff Brown at $5.50. Wriggle Star is at $6.50. And Jabali Ridge at $8 are the top four in the market, Dean.
Yeah, a good competitive race to finish. I'm going to go with number 6, Bluestone Lane here. I think most unlucky at Sandown last start, sort of everywhere. Just went for a run, just got balked and didn't get a chance to build any momentum. He's got race fitness, and just at the discrepancy in the prices, I thought Bluestone Lane would run well. Got no knock on the favourite. More Secrets, I think both of the wins, what I've liked is the determination she's shown when put under pressure. It's trialled up nicely. 7, Rigel Star, probably a touch underdone first up, but got the job done at sale. I like that it's had 24 days between runs to be fitter for that for the second up test here. And 2, Magna Jet, who can really fire first up, just runs into a pretty handy race, but first up resumes as a gelding, I think can certainly be competitive. 6, 13, 7 and 2.
6, 13, 7 and 2. There's a few well-spruced, well-backed horses today at Bendigo. Where do we go for the best bet?
I'm not going to go with one of the real shorties. I think Stelvio, race 6, number 9, has got a great winning chance. I may get the best. The best values, race 4, number 5, Brazada. The quaddie, first leg 2, 5, 6 and 10. Second leg 3, 9, 10, 11, 12. Third leg 1 and 7. And the last leg 6, 7 and 13. And the play of the day for me would be a parlay, or probably just a multi, really. A win, race 1, number 9, Mornington Glory. A win and place, race 4, number 5, Brazada. And a win, race 6, number 9, Stelvio.
Very good, Dino. Good punting today. And looking forward to seeing vision of this jump out or trial at Sandown. Profiteer beating home Enthar. A bit of speed to burn there as we count down to the Moya as well. So we'll keep an eye on that. Dino, we'll see all your tips on RSN's new website, rsn.net.au. Good punting today.
Terrific. Thank you, Michael.
Dean Lester joining us there. Time now to have a chat to Clint Hutchison from racing.com, who will be enjoying his Wednesday working at Bendigo today, finding us all the winners. How are you, Hutchie?
I'm very well, thanks, Michael. And yourself?
Very good. Now, no pressure for you. Nick Ashman came on yesterday and he gave us four long shots, and one of them lobbed at about $35. So we expect the same from you today, Hutchie.
He's in good form, Nick. He did pretty well last weekend as well when he was at Sandown finding the last winner. So, yeah, may it long continue. I don't know if there'll be too many going out at that sort of price today and winning. Well, if there are, I won't be winning, that's for sure, because I thought it looked like a day where a lot of those in the market would be pretty hard to oppose, to be honest. Some really short ones. But, well, it's not too bad. Mike, I think in the middle of the day, race number 5, I thought Flying Mascot, she resumes today. I thought her form last preparation was really good, obviously culminating in competing in stakes races, but she didn't quite live up to expectations there. But I think that back to benchmark 70 level against the fillies and mares, it's a handy little race, but I just love her tenacity. She rolls forward. She's uncomplicated. I think she's around $4.20, and a lot of her rivals tend to get back in the ruck. So I hope she can get out there rolling. A pretty good bet. I think she's around about that $4 or $4.20 mark at the moment.
Yeah, for Tom Dabernick in race number 5. There's a really good spruik on this debutante in race 1, Mornington Glory. Have you been impressed with what you've seen as well?
Yeah, I have. I think a $75 is actually not a bad price based on the way it's worked, because it's a thin race. It's obviously caught everybody's eye in terms of how it's been working, and I thought it would be pretty tough to beat. And yeah, I think it will be the first leg of many multis or parlays through the day. So we like to see the good horses step out, and I think it's a lovely race for them to step out against I think just fair opposition. So if he can live up to his pedigree and his work and jump out, he'll be extremely hard to beat.
It's going to be an intriguing day. Plenty of good horses. Let's hope we can get a few of these winners home. A bit of value in the short-priced favourites as well. And are you stopping for a pie on the way home as well?
Oh, well, why not? You know, I have to take all the time to get home. I've got four kids at home, Michael, and you know all about that. So the longer I can stay away from that noise and telling everyone to be quiet, the better.
Might be a four-day trip home by the sound of it. Good on you, Hutchie.
Thanks, Michael.